You could forget about the Netflix special about Michigan's cheating. We just read one of the promotional things. Connor Stallions tells his side. Oh, good. I can't wait to turn into Bernie Madoff, in my words.
Yeah, hey. Connor Stallion shares his side of Michigan's alleged sign-stealing scheme that turned him into a viral villain.
The Hillside Strangler. Misunderstood. His take. So, yeah, won't be watching that. I mean, really?
It changed my mind so much by reading the description.
Here's what happens. Netflix cut the dude a check. He's going to get up there, tell whatever version of reality he wants, and that'll be it.
That's what I told Kenny. I said, he hasn't spoken yet, so he sold it. He sold his ability to speak.
Hey, there it is. He's never going to work again, so he better get that scratch now.
What about the vacuums? Didn't he sell those?
Yeah, right. Basically, Connor Stallions is just a different version of the Hawktua girl. They got the same professional aspirations. Enjoy your 15 minutes.
You'll show up on stage somewhere.
Yeah, when's Connor Stallion going to hop up on stage with like Jason Aldean or something? I mean, that's where we're at. So, yes, hey, if you want to watch it, God bless. I will not be a part of that. Al Capone, in my words. There's really no side here.
The Menendez twins.
Yeah, Menendez twins. Give their version of that night. I'm not interested. Kenny, you'll have to Google Menendez twins. All right, let's refocus. Reports on reports on reports. Tigers are on fire. But is it too little, too late? And I've given the math, 62 games to go. Conservatively, it'll take 88 wins to get in the playoffs. Guys, you're going to have to go 39 and 23 the rest of the way. Reese Olsen's going to be out a while. Now, whether that's two turns, three turns through the rotation, whatever it is, that's a killer. Your rotation right now, before you trade Jack Flaherty, is now been reduced to the following. Mize, he's hurt too. Scooble, Flaherty, Montero, two bullpen days. That's your rotation right now. You want to go sign the dead body of James Paxton? Go ahead. The point I'm making to you is it's hard for me to buy into the winning as it resulting in anything other than momentary joy, right? This winning feels like a candy bar. You know, Kenny eats the candy bar and he's excited. 20 minutes later, he's asleep on the couch. I can't do it. So we've talked a lot about today. Bob Nightingale had a report that has ratcheted up the Scooble thing. I'll state for the record again, I really don't see a trade happening. You got a 37-year-old team president. You got a first-time GM. Those aren't exactly the players that make a move like the Scooble thing. I'll say 10% he gets dealt. But the bottom line is they're doing what I wanted them to do, which is they're listening. According to Bob Nightingale, Tigers are in talks with the Orioles and Dodgers about Scooble. Tigers will need to be overwhelmed. Absolutely right. And I'm not mad at either side here. If you want to keep him, that's great. I have certain things I would need to see to feel comfortable with it. If you want to trade him, same thing. I'm not mad about it. And I would need to see certain things. But I'd like to know where you're at. Because every day, it feels like it's just... Part of it is a sales pitch, right? I mean, we're all in the media business. You're ratcheting up the dialogue as you get towards the deadline. But what started with Verducci about Orioles and Dodgers preparing offers if Tigers are willing to listen, then went into Costa report. Orioles are going to put Jackson Holliday in this mix. Into the Morosi report, which then morphed into the Nightingale. And then Jim Bowden today, basically more of an opinion piece saying, no, the Tigers, it's not whether they should or shouldn't trade Scooble. They have to trade him. That's for The Athletic. You could read that. I'm asking you where you're at. Because they're hot as a firecracker right now, and it's fun. But does anyone really believe they can go over the last 62 games that you could go 39-23? Knowing Reese Olsen may not be a part of it? Knowing that Flaherty almost assuredly will be dealt? I mean, it just seems like a faulty premise. Now, if you do believe that, I'd love to introduce you to Matt Chapman and Wyatt Langford. at the I Told You So Bistro. Because I tell you, this team falls 2-3 games short of the playoffs. You do not have a leg to stand on if you were one of these people making fun of everybody who wanted to spend money and wanted to take Wyatt Langford instead of Max Clark and McGonagall. You won't have a leg to stand on. Don't tell me you would have been 3 games better. The other problem is, how do I take the winning seriously when you're playing the single worst player in baseball every single night in Javi Baez? Almost a negative 2 WAR player with the lowest OPS I've ever seen. 451. Legitimately. If he ends the season with this, it will be the lowest OPS in the history of baseball. And you play him every day. It's just hard to take it serious. So, I want to know where you're at. All opinions are welcome because it's complex. It's emotional. I get it if you want to trade Skubal. I get it if you don't. And does the winning affect any of it? And what is your response to the Nightingale report that you're in talks? 248-539-9797. David, where are you at with everything?
Variables changed for me. Before the All-Star break, I was saying that you need to possibly keep Skubal. Keep Flaherty, maybe, because they were starting a run. They have now gone 7-3 in their last 10, and they were looking decent, and things were changing in my mind. Because I'm like, okay, well, maybe if they keep this going, we keep these guys, maybe add a little bit, we can maybe make a run. Things changed on Saturday when Reese Olsen was taken out of that game.
I agree with you.
Because that's now a second starter out. You move Maeda, he's out, Mize is still gone. And so now if you decide to now trade Flaherty, that will be another one. So I'm in the, you gotta sell here for the Detroit Tigers. And part of the selling includes Tarek Skubal in my mind. I don't see another way to get bats in this lineup. I don't see another way to get bats in this system. They're not coming up the pipeline. I don't see it. Not immediately. I'm not saying Clark's not going to be good. I'm not saying McConnell's not going to be good. But that's not next year.
No. Look, the interesting part of some of these reports, including, you know, today's report that the Tigers want to get to the winter to then assess where they are. That doesn't add up to me. If you've got Baltimore on the hook and they're willing to dangle Holiday in there, they're desperate. Do you understand the difference between 3 postseasons and 2 is titanic from a value standpoint? That was the one part of the CBS piece I really didn't like. It's faulty logic. Well, they don't have to trade him and they don't want to do it until they have to. Huh? No, I don't want to sell Skubal at 30 cents on the dollar. I either want to sign him and know he's going to be a Tiger and a guy that, God willing, wins a couple of Cy Youngs wearing the old English D, or I'm trading him. See, that's the one difference, and only Scott Harris knows this. Have they gone to Skubal about a contract? Skubal was asked about it. He didn't say 2 words. He was asked this weekend about trades. Out of my control. Why would I care? One thing he hasn't said is, I really want to be a Tiger. And I'm not judging the kid. Maybe he just isn't comfortable speaking to the media and speaking about things.
Possibly.
Like this. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is, if Skubal and Boris don't give you an indication they're ready to sign an extension, I think you absolutely have to vet this Baltimore thing out. And it sounds like that's what they're doing.
And it's Scott Harris's job to know what they want, to know. So right. The team knows what they're doing. And I don't mean he needs to know. Now, he should have known weeks ago. In my mind, he should have known weeks ago where they stand on a contract extension possibility.
And that's why I don't think the winning can affect you. Look, if there was, about 3 weeks ago, a little over, well, actually 4 weeks ago, I apologize. But, I was in Boston and, there was the conversation. The Red Sox were like 3 or 4 games over 500 and they were going to be sellers. And it was this idea of, look, unless they are going to get really hot and really entrench themselves in this mix, they're going to sell. And I mean, David, they got to 11 games over 500. That's a far cry from the Tigers are still under 500.
Correct.
You can't let 2 weeks of good ball impact your stewardship over a franchise. So if they hang on to Skubal, that's fine. I'm going to need answers as to, what kind of financial support is there? Who's going to play short? Who's going to play third? Who am I putting in the outfield? I still believe the best pathway forward if Baltimore makes that Godfather offer, yeah, I'd lean to moving him.
See, but here's the thing. And then if they do wait, as the CBS article is saying, you're right. Now it's you're getting a cheaper value, lesser value here for Tarik Skubal. And then you don't know the answers on what they're going to do in the offseason.
Well, and it also comes to the first thing you're doing is buying out bias.
You should.
But again, that's going to take up 25% of your payroll expenditure. You're a $97 million payroll and $25 million of it's going to be a dead body.
How willing are you to
be? And again, what kind of contract? Like, let's say you went out and got arguably the best shortstop in the market in Willy Adames, kid who started out as a Tiger. Let's say you go out and get him. What's that going to cost you? You know, is he 18 a year? What does Willy Adames cost? Whatever it is, you're going to be spending it above the Baez buyout. So let's say he's here, I don't know, $16 million a year. I'm picking a number out of the ether. You're going to be spending $41 million next year on the shortstop position. That's even if he would consider coming here. Versus Jackson Holliday, team control, 8 years, dirt cheap. You start to figure this stuff out a little bit and you go, all right, how can I do this? So that's kind of where we're at today. And all opinions are welcome because I'm not making fun of either side here. I totally understand both sides of this. I lean, deal them, but with very strict parameters, meaning Holiday, Mayo, Beavers, it's got to be that kind of offer. It's a lean, not pounding the table for it, not yelling about it. Rieger's the one who yells about it. You can call him 6 o'clock. You know, to people who want to keep him, that's fine too. But you got to answer for certain things, which is, well, are we going to try to win next year? Are we gonna have a league average payroll? Are we not going to thumb our nose at the Bellingers and the Chapmans?
Right, because it can't just be keeping Skubal and then you do nothing else
or do minor stuff, Band-Aids, bullet wounds,
Mark Hanna.
Yeah, that stuff. Exactly. And again, Scott Harris, he doesn't speak. Now, when he did the Slumber Party podcast with Benetti, I thumbed his nose at free agents. Be quite a heel turn to go spend $60 million on them this offseason. So, I think it's fascinating. I think it's absolutely a fork in the road for the organization. I have major doubts that they have the front office in place to do that trade. Again, a 37-year-old first-time team president and a first-year GM. You don't have Dave Dombrowski. You don't have Brian Cashman. You don't have Anathapalapadapa, whatever the hell his name was. The guy who used to be in Toronto, now he's in San Diego. You don't have, he's a traitor and he's hyper-aggressive. You don't have those people. I'm very bad with Greek last names. Anathapalakis? How do you say it, Kenny? You pronounce it.
I have as much problems with it as you do.
It actually means traitor in Greek.
Right. I'm not even going to try.
But you get my point. You don't have these people. So it's just one of these things of like, I have major doubts they would ever see that. And again, all options are available. I'm not going to be the guy to make fun of you here because I think it is a crossroads for the organization. If you keep them, there's going to be an arduous task to get where you got to go. I think free agency would have to be a part of it. And if you trade them, it's the same thing, and it really does boil down to, I think the one thing we could all come together on, I'd like to think, it's time for ownership to get serious. Whether you keep Skubal or trade him, it's time. I don't want to hear about how Baltimore's payroll is low. I don't care. I don't have Baltimore's players. Okay? If there's a spaceship that Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg are all going to drop from the sky, making $10 each, we can have that conversation. I don't have those players. And basically, once I buy out Baez and Maeda and Canna are off the books, I got about a $45 million payroll. Okay? It's time to get serious. It's time to spend, and it's time to surround Skubal with talent to win or the kids I get for Skubal. I think at least on that front, we could all come together. David, go ahead.
From Marlon in Wall Lake, he says, I'm definitely not trading Tarik Skubal, but I will absolutely listen to offers. If Baltimore calls and the players they mention aren't Holiday and Mayo, I'm hanging up the phone telling them don't ever contact me again.
Lose the number.
Tom in Flat Rock says, I'm not worried about the playoffs this year. I demand they make it next year, though. Bring me Holiday, Mayo, or Couser, and sign some arms in the offseason, and that playoff drought ends.
Yeah, I just wonder, do you believe there's a pathway to winning next year, no matter what they do with Skubal? I do. I think I could build it if they keep him. I could build it if they sell him. But it's got to come from ownership.
They trade him and don't get Holiday, I'm done for the season. That is Ken from Toledo.
I would be done largely forever. There's no scenario I'm trading with Baltimore if Jackson Holiday's in it. Not in it. I've been pretty clear on that.
They need bats and defense in this lineup. Keeping him would be nice, but it doesn't make long-term sense if they can't sell high now.
Well, or if you can't sign him. That would be the crippler. If I'm keeping him, I'm signing him.
Correct.
I've also been pretty clear on that, even though no one listens. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. Listen, this is the one opportunity they've had in a long time to rebuild the lineup as well as position players, which they've had problem developing. So let's play a game of suppose. Suppose that they make this trade and they do get Mayo and Holiday. Okay? So that's your first step, and it solidifies the infield, gives you the opportunity to have hitters and the lineup. And then suppose that their three highest draft picks over the last 2 years, McGonagall and Clark and the shortstop they picked, suppose they work out. And in 2.5 or 3 years, they're ready to come up, but maybe one or two of them is blocked. Guess what? Now we're in the same position Baltimore's in right now to trade for a piece or two that puts us over the top to be a World Series contender. Mm-hmm. What's the downside?
I don't see one. I don't.
Exactly. And I know that's a lot of supposes, but it's not like it couldn't happen.
No, and again, it's all supposes. Like, this idea that one side is totally right and the other is total failure, that's faulty. You know, like, the people who want to keep Skubal have a point, but there's no guarantee it works that way either. You have to take the best percentage chance you have, and you go forward with it. And I'm waiting to see if we get a report what the Tigers turned down or what the Orioles turned down before I levy a real big opinion on this. Because
I'm waiting for the same thing.
Yeah, I can't get mad at something that hasn't happened yet. So my ask leading up to this was, I'm not demanding a trade. That's Rieger's bit. I'm not demanding they keep him. That's Costa's bit. I wanted them to listen. They're doing that. So now I got to wait and see what they were listening to. Now, will I be angry? Not that anyone cares. If the deal that comes out is they turn down Holiday, Mayo, plus, oh, I'll be pissed. That's chair drop 2.0. No question. But I'm not going to play out scenarios that may never happen or may not be real. And the flip side is, excuse me, apologize, guys. The minute the deadline happens and Skubal's here, I am immediately going to begin, get your wallet. Stop wasting our time. Wallet, now. Lose this ridiculous attitude towards free agency, Scott. And Chris, re-engage. Wallet. In fact, you don't even need to know the players we're signing. Just give Scott your checkbook and go spend. That's it. I won't be mad if they keep Skubal. How could I be mad that we have a Cy Young candidate lefty? I wouldn't be. I will laugh if their offseason next year looks anything like this year and you keep Skubal. Because then we're just getting played. Let's go over to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hi. I think I would stand pat, and I think it's important, like, that Baez looks at geometry as far as his batting stance, because he's getting older, maybe he's just too slow to do what he needs to be. If he changes his projection of his stance, it will cut down on how everything breaks at him. So, but you've got to leave the pitching staff in place. Because if you only get three more 280 batters, where would we be?
Oh, you know, like, for instance, like if you had signed Matt Chapman and drafted Wyatt Langford.
Oh, I don't know any of that stuff. I don't, you know, but I just don't like everybody trying to beat up on everybody because they all won. People who don't, can't do, they want to kick everybody's ass out of the store. But I think if they work on the geometry, it, it would make a big difference for some of them.
All right, we're done here. I thought you were joking about the geometry, but then you went back to that reset, and I realized you were serious, and that's
Come
where
October,
we're
done. October, November, the ball does not fly when it's 30 degrees. Yeah,
that's where we're done here.
But what about the geometry, Mike?
David, why don't you check the geometry of the commercials? 97.1. Good shot to rough up Carrasco tonight. He blows. That dude's about 70. And Scooble. So, yeah, I mean, nice shot to win. Beat the Guardians tonight. You can, guys, you have every right if you want to play the game at Scoreboard Watch. I just, it's the math. Baseball's a math game. 62 to go. Here's the level it's going to take. No, I'm not going to sit here and make a scenario up where every team ahead of you completely falls apart. I'm not doing that. So the reality is you're probably going to get to 88 wins. You got 49 right now. Do the math. You need to go 39 and 23 over the next 62 to probably get in. And if it, with Olsen out and Flaherty probably going, what do I do? What am I supposed to tell you? Plenty of radio guys will lie to their audience. I'm not one of them. I'm just going to shoot you straight. I don't think they're capable of that. Even if fully healthy, I don't think they're capable of that. And they are far from that right now. All right, let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, I just want to compliment you on your analysis. You are spot on. Look, they got to make this trade. I mean, you got to have Bosello in the trade because we need a catcher. You can't, if you look at next year's lineup, the way you position and moving Jung to second base, you've got a stud, exciting young team, the best-looking young team we've had since the early 80s. They can grow together. It's a financial win for the owner. If you want to spend your money on pitching. And I've been looking at the prospect list for each team, the teams that are involved. The Tigers' list of top prospects doesn't compare to the other teams. They're just not. And it's not based on what I'm seeing or thinking. It's based on the analysis put out by the scouts when you look at the MLB listing and how they're evaluating these players. If you want a middling team, which is what we're going to be, and you keep Scooble, if I hear any more about position flexibility, I'm going to rip the rest of my hair out. I'm so sick of playing with or watching this team play with half the team being utility players. We've got a chance to have five studs right now in the minors with OPSs over 900 growing together. And I'm telling you, I agree with you. I think this team is going to be, if they make that trade and they get a couple extra arms, this team is going to be better sooner than later and competing at a high level for a long time.
And Dave, I share that. And I think the thing that, you know, look, it's easy to look at prospect, you know, like, oh, well, the Tigers have the X farm system. And it's like, okay, well, hold on. Peel another layer of the onion. You're ranking, like with Max Clark, right? He's one of the 15 best prospects down there. The problem is I also weigh out how far away are you from actually helping? See, that's my issue. While the Tigers have a guy like Clark and McGonagall, they're years away. Well, I don't value that as much as, for instance, guys like who the Orioles have, where if you traded for Mayo today, he's starting tomorrow night in Cleveland. There's just a difference
there. Next year, Mayo's your third baseman. Holiday's your shortstop this year.
Yep.
And probably Bosello's your catcher.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, first of all, Dave, if all three of those ever got offered, which I don't think they would be, if I read a report they turned that down, there'd be broken furniture. That would be a dereliction of duty. I'll never say never in this world, but it's just short of never would that ever be offered. If you could get two of those three, It's to me, it's just an automatic yes. We got to see what gets offered. I'm not going to beat up on Scott Harris or the Tigers organization for things that haven't been offered. I asked them to listen. They're listening. Let's see what the next step is. I think the next thing, too, is the Flaherty trade. And if you wanted to get creative, I don't personally think Baltimore will dip their toe back in back-to-back years when they traded for Flaherty last year and he sucked and they took him out of the rotation. Is he a different player now? Yes. But if I had to trade Scooble and Flaherty to Baltimore to get the package I want, I'd do an RP. Wouldn't even be a hesitation. I know it's outside the box, God forbid fun, but I would do it.
Now I need all three of those names.
Oh, here, Baltimore, I'll do you one better. Here's Scooble, here's Flaherty, here's a gift basket, here's Chafin, need a lefty in the pen, whatever you want. Here's some crazy pups. Whatever you like.
Here's a gift card to your local seafood restaurant that you love.
Right, here's some rock and rye. What else can I get you? What else can we do for you? So, no, I would do whatever it takes because I view that type of trade as transformative. If they keep him, here would be my message, no matter what happens. No matter what happens the rest of the way or not. Scooble here, Scooble not. Guys, it's all on ownership to bring you a winner now. If the argument for keeping Scooble is we're ready to win, then effing act like it. And if the argument for trading Scooble is, wee, pieces, then support those pieces and effing act like it. That's one thing I'd like to think we could all agree on. But then again, you can't find five people to all agree that pizza's good. So I'm sure somebody will fight and defend a billionaire's honor. I don't know. David, the ticket text.
Only Scooble trade I'm okay with is adding Baez to it and getting top prospects.
No. I'm like Steve Ballmer in the old Microsoft things. Developers. Stop with the Baez thing. If you put Baez in the trade, you don't get anything. You're asking Baltimore, here's penis cancer. Take it. Take the cancer. Ingest it. Take the cancer. Right in your bloodstream. Here you go.
You're going to love it.
Here's the needle. Take the cancer. No. Do you want to get rid of Baez? Your owner should get rid of him. Again, act like it. -2 WAR, 451 OPS. Buy him out. Don't degrade the asset by attaching terminal pancreatic cancer. Don't. Christ, I can't believe we still get texts like that. You got the sixth or seventh richest owner in the sport. Buy him out. You don't want him here.
Yes.
Act like it. Whether Scooble's here or not, act like it. Act like you want to win. Sorry, David. I get so annoyed by that.
No, you're right. I think people don't understand how this works. This isn't a video game. You have an other team on the other side that has to say, yes, I want that. Who wants Javi?
No, you're basically trying to devalue Scooble to save your owner's money. What are we doing? No.
From BC, can you imagine being as loaded with the talent as the Orioles? We could trade Scooble three times and still not be at their level.
You're right, but it's also Scott Harris's long-term job and goal to build that type of farm system. I mean, that's why are the Dodgers always able to move players? Because they have players people want. It goes above the ability to spend. Why do the Yankees always have players? Why do the Rays always have players? Why does Cleveland somehow always have players? Because they're good organizations.
Darren in Canton says, I got geometry. There's a square. It's called the strike zone. You hit the ball when it's in there, Javi.
Oh, God.
Care drop, he says.
I know. I thought it was a joke the first time, and then he went back to it in a serious manner, and I realized, oh, my God, he's serious about teaching Javi Baez geometry. I made a terrible error, and I want to apologize to all of Metro Detroit.
I think this person's being sarcastic based off what your reaction just was. Trade Scooble, Baez, and Flaherty. Put them all together and trade back.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for that.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, we do a lot of stupid stuff on the air. Let's face it. We're not rocket scientists. Is it partially insane, totally insane, or not insane at all? Baltimore, Flaherty and Scoop. Take them both.
I don't think that's insane. They need pitching. They need starters.
If you're Baltimore and you're offered Scoobal and Flaherty, how do you say no to that? Trying to win a World Series right now.
The only way to say no is based off what you said earlier. They had Flaherty and it didn't work out. And they may say, you know what? Detroit fixed them. Yeah,
But his advanced data,
I know,
and their scouts, they'd be smart enough to know this guy's different.
I know.
He's different this year.
Yep.
I don't know. And it wouldn't even be to ask for more. If I had to trade both of those guys
to
get...
solidify getting what you... Yeah.
Holiday, Mayo, Beavers. And David, I know it's the New Yorker in me, but if I look at it from Baltimore's standpoint, I'd do whatever it takes to get Scoobal. It wouldn't matter. Because I'm trying to win a World Series. I don't care about anything.
Well, and the thing with getting Scoobal, it's just not about this postseason.
It gives me insurance for if Corbin Burns walks away. It gives me insurance that I now still, at a minimum, will have a dynamic duo of Tarek Scoobal and Grayson Rodriguez together and cheap for the next several years. And I maintain a hammer lock on the AL East. All while having, let's say they traded Holiday and Mayo. I still have Basayo. I still have Norby. I still have McDermott. I still have Povich. I still have Kierstead. I still have Couser.
But it does what you just said. It now forces the Yankees and the Red Sox in your division. You got to go spend now to be better than us.
I the only reason I don't bring up the Yankees is I don't want to upset the listener base. Yes, do I want Scoobal and Pinstripes? Of course I do. But if I approach this neutral, Brian Cashman's going to lose his job. The Yankees need a cheap, controlled pitcher, primarily left-handed in that ballpark, to pair with Gerrit Cole so that they can go out and spend on Soto. They can't just buy everybody. If the Tigers called and asked for the Yankees' top five prospects, Dominguez, Hampton, Spencer Jones, Arias, whatever you want, I would do it in a New York minute because nothing on the other side of it matters. If the Yankees don't win the World Series, it will be the 15th year in a row it hasn't happened. And you're talking about people losing their jobs. But it doesn't matter. I don't have what Baltimore has. I just would love to hear a report, Scott Harris, just listen. Maybe, please, call me. All right, let's do a little football today next, 97.1. All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Busy day, reports, rumors, Tigers are on fire. And again, great shot to win tonight. Carrasco is an atrocity. Scoobal versus Carrasco, you won't see a bigger pitching mismatch all year. So look, if you're having fun with it, great. I'm not mad at you. I don't live on the same planet. With results and out and Flaherty probably getting dealt, sorry. I can't do the dream sequence. Do the math on 62 games. But with that, let's have some fun. Let's do the big finish.
All I have to do is turn my mic on. It's been a while.
That's all right. You've taken the place of Rico today, who never turns his microphone on.
So we talked Tarek Scoobal today. There were a few reports out there. One from Bob Nightingale from USA Today talked about the Detroit Tigers engaging in talks with Baltimore and the Dodgers for Tarek Scoobal. Also saying the Orioles have the talented prospects.
Good shot to rough up Carrasco tonight. He blows. That dude's about 70. And Scoobal's Scoobal. Nice shot to win. Beat the Guardians tonight. You can, guys, you have every right if you want to play the game at Scoreboard Watch. I just, it's the math. Baseball's a math game. 62 to go. Here's the level it's going to take. No, I'm not going to sit here and make a scenario up where every team ahead of you completely falls apart. I'm not doing that. So the reality is you probably got to get to 88 wins. You got 49 right now. Do the math. You need to go 39 and 23 over the next 62 to probably get in. And if it, with Olsen out and Flaherty probably going, what do I do? What am I supposed to tell you? Plenty of radio guys will lie to their audience. I'm not one of them. I'm just going to shoot you straight. I don't think they're capable of that. Even if fully healthy, I don't think they're capable of that. And they are far from that right now. All right, let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, I just want to compliment you on your analysis. You are spot on. Look, they got to make this trade. You got to have Bosello in the trade because we need a catcher. You can't, if you look at next year's lineup, the way you position and moving Jung to second base, you've got a stud, exciting young team, the best-looking young team we've had since the early 80s. They can grow together. It's a financial win for the owner. If you want to spend your money on pitching. And I've been looking at the prospect list for each team, the teams that are involved. The Tigers' list of top prospects doesn't compare to the other teams. They're just not. And it's not based on what I'm seeing or thinking. It's based on the analysis put out by the scouts when you look at the MLB listing and how they are evaluating these players. If you want a middling team, which is what we're going to be, and you keep Skubal, if I hear any more about position flexibility, I'm going to rip the rest of my hair out. I'm so sick of watching this team play with half the team being utility players. We've got a chance to have five studs right now in the minors with OPSs over 900 growing together. And I'm telling you, I agree with you. I think this team is going to be, if they make that trade and they get a couple extra arms, this team is going to be better sooner than later and competing at a high level for a long time.
And Dave, I share that. And I think the thing that, you know, look, it's easy to look at prospect, you know, like, oh, well, the Tigers have the X farm system. And it's like, okay, well, hold on. Peel another layer of the onion. You're ranking, like with Max Clark, right? He's one of the 15 best prospects down there. The problem is I also weigh out how far away are you from actually helping? See, that's my issue. While the Tigers have a guy like Clark and McGonagall, they're years away. Well, I don't value that as much as, for instance, guys like who the Orioles have, where if you traded for Mayo today, he's starting tomorrow night in Cleveland. There's just a difference
next year, Mayo's your third baseman. Holiday's your shortstop this year.
Yep.
And probably Bosello's your catcher.
First of all, Dave, if all three of those ever got offered, which I don't think they would be, if I read a report they turned that down, there'd be broken furniture. That would be a dereliction of duty. I'll never say never in this world, but it's just short of never would that ever be offered. If you could get two of those three, it's just an automatic yes. We got to see what gets offered. I'm not going to beat up on Scott Harris or the Tigers organization for things that haven't been offered. I asked them to listen. They're listening. Let's see what the next step is. I think the next thing, too, is the Flaherty trade. And if you wanted to get creative, I don't personally think Baltimore will dip their toe back in back-to-back years when they traded for Flaherty last year and he sucked and they took him out of the rotation. Is he a different player now? Yes. But if I had to trade Skubal and Flaherty to Baltimore to get the package I want, I'd do an RP. Wouldn't even be a hesitation. I know it's outside the box, God forbid fun, but I would do it.
Now I need all three of those names.
Oh, here, Baltimore, I'll do you one better. Here's Skubal. Here's Flaherty. Here's a gift basket. Here's Chafin. Need a lefty in the pen. Whatever you want. Here's some crazy pups. Whatever you like.
Here's a gift card to your local seafood restaurant that you love.
Right, here's some rock and rye. What else can I get you? What else can we do for you? So no, I would do whatever it takes because I view that type of trade as transformative. If they keep them, here would be my message. No matter what happens. No matter what happens the rest of the way or not. Skubal here, Skubal not. Guys. It's all on ownership to bring you a winner now. If the argument for keeping Skubal is we're ready to win, then effing act like it. And if the argument for trading Skubal is we pieces, then support those pieces and effing act like it. That's one thing I'd like to think we could all agree on. But then again, you can't find five people to all agree that pizza's good. So I'm sure somebody will fight and defend a billionaire's honor. I don't know. David, the ticket text.
Only Scooble trade I'm okay with is adding Baez to it and getting top prospects.
No. I'm like Steve Ballmer in the old Microsoft things. Developers. Stop with the Baez thing. If you put Baez in the trade, you don't get anything. You're asking Baltimore, here's penis cancer. Take it. Take the cancer. Ingest it. Take the cancer. Right in your bloodstream. Here you go.
You're going to love it.
Here's the needle. Take the cancer. No. Do you want to get rid of Baez? Your owner should get rid of him. Again, act like it. -2 WAR, 451 OPS. Buy him out. Don't degrade the asset by attaching terminal pancreatic cancer. Don't. Christ, I can't believe we still get texts like that. You got the sixth or seventh richest owner in the sport. Buy him out. You don't want him here.
Yes.
Act like it. Whether Scooble's here or not, act like it. Act like you want to win. Sorry, David. I get so annoyed by that.
No, you're right. I think people don't understand how this works. This isn't a video game. You have an other team on the other side that has to say, yes, I want that. Who wants Javi?
No, you're basically trying to devalue Scooble to save your owner's money. What are we doing? No.
From BC, can you imagine being as loaded with the talent as the Orioles? We could trade Scooble three times and still not be at their level.
You're right, but it's also Scott Harris's long-term job and goal to build that type of farm system. I mean, that's why are the Dodgers always able to move players? Because they have players people want. It goes above the ability to spend. Why do the Yankees always have players? Why do the Rays always have players? Why does Cleveland somehow always have players? Because they're good organizations.
Darren in Canton says, I got geometry. There's a square. It's called the strike zone. You hit the ball when it's in there, Javi.
Oh, God.
Care drop, he says.
I know. I thought it was a joke the first time, and then he went back to it in a serious manner, and I realized, oh, my God, he's serious about teaching Javi Baez geometry. I made a terrible error, and I want to apologize to all of Metro Detroit.
I think this person's being sarcastic based off what your reaction just was. Trade Scooble, Baez, and Flaherty. Put them all together and trade back.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for that.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, we do a lot of stupid stuff on the air. Let's face it. We're not rocket scientists. Is it partially insane, totally insane, or not insane at all? Baltimore, Flaherty and Scooble. Take them both.
I don't think that's insane. They need pitching. They need starters.
If you're Baltimore and you're offered Scooble and Flaherty, how do you say no to that? Trying to win a World Series right now.
The only way to say no is based off what you said earlier. They had Flaherty and it didn't work out. And they may say, you know what? Detroit fixed them. Yeah, Maybe we don't have.
But his advanced data,
I know,
and their scouts, they'd be smart enough to know this guy's different.
I know.
He's different this year.
Yep.
I don't know. And it wouldn't even be to ask for more. If I had to trade both of those guys
just
to
solidify getting what you get.
Holiday, Mayo, Beavers. And David, I know it's the New Yorker in me, but if I look at it from Baltimore's standpoint, I'd do whatever it takes to get Scooble. It wouldn't matter. Because I'm trying to win a World Series. I don't care about anything.
Well, and the thing with getting Scooble, it's just not about this postseason.
It gives me insurance for if Corbin Burns walks away. It gives me insurance that I now still, at a minimum, will have a dynamic duo of Tarek Scooble and Grayson Rodriguez together and cheap for the next several years. And I maintain a hammer lock on the AL East. All while having, okay, let's say they traded Holiday and Mayo. I still have Basayo. I still have Norby. I still have McDermott. I still have Povich. I still have Kierstead. I still have Couser.
But it does what you just said. It now forces the Yankees and the Red Sox in your division. Okay, you got to go spin now to be better than us.
I the only reason I don't bring up the Yankees is I don't want to upset the listener base. Yes, do I want Scooble and Pinstripes? Of course I do. But if I approach this neutral, Brian Cashman's going to lose his job. The Yankees need a cheap, controlled pitcher, primarily left-handed in that ballpark, to pair with Gerrit Cole so that they can go out and spend on Soto. They can't just buy everybody. If the Tigers called and asked for the Yankees' top five prospects, Dominguez, Hampton, Spencer Jones, Arias, whatever you want, I would do it in a New York minute because nothing on the other side of it matters. If the Yankees don't win the World Series, it will be the 15th year in a row it hasn't happened. And you're talking about people losing their jobs. But it doesn't matter. I don't have what Baltimore has. I just would love to hear a report, Scott Harris, you know, just listen. Maybe, please, call me. All right, let's do a little football today next, 97.1. All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Busy day, reports, rumors, Tigers are on fire. And again, great shot to win tonight. Carrasco is an atrocity. Scooble versus Carrasco, you won't see a bigger pitching mismatch all year. So look, if you're having fun with it, great. I'm not mad at you. I don't live on the same planet. With results and out and Flaherty probably getting dealt, sorry. I can't do the dream sequence. Do the math on 62 games. But with that, let's have some fun. Let's do the big finish.
All I have to do is turn my mic on. You know, it's been a while.
That's all right. You're taking the place of Rico today, who never turns his microphone on.
So we talked Tarek Skubal today. There were a few reports out there. One from Bob Nightingale from USA Today talked about the Detroit Tigers engaging in talks with Baltimore and the Dodgers for Tarek Skubal. Also saying the Orioles have the talented prospects that they can get back in return. John Morosi then had a report about the Tigers having scouts watching Orioles' AAA Norfolk affiliate. Recent days, of course, Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo, Norby, and Stowers are there in Norfolk. And then you also read a report from Jim Bowden. Jim Bowden also had a report today basically saying the Tigers need to. They have to trade him.
Yeah, Bowden, I mean, look, the other stuff we've covered for 4 hours, so I'll leave most of that alone. The Bowden thing is interesting because when you phrase it, they must do XXX. I haven't gotten to that point. Now, I understand what he's saying, but the only way you can say they must do it, you have to know what the offer is, and none of us know it. Once you show me what's on the table, then I'll be able to ratchet up my opinion. But I'm trying to just keep it even keel because I do believe he's going to be here. I just don't think this is the front office to do that kind of deal. I'd have immense respect if they made that kind of deal. It's a 37-year-old president, and it's a first-time GM. That's not exactly Dave Dombrowski or Theo Epstein running this thing. So it just, if they keep him, get your checkbook, Chris. And if they don't keep them, it's the same. Both pathways will lead to ownership needs to step up and deliver a product for us. Period.
And as we were talking about it, you decided to scroll down. You were looking for the WAR rankings. You were trying to find Harvey Baez, and it was hard to find. He was in the negative, almost negative two WAR.
Yeah, he is the worst player to grace the field at shortstop in all of Major League Baseball. And from an OPS standpoint, he now has the lowest OPS in baseball history. If the season ends today, he will redefine futility, and you play him every day. And you want me to believe in a World Series. Okay, then. How about we act serious? Jettison this guy.
And the Big Ten has 18 teams that we talked about.
Don't make me sad to end the show.
We talked about it. Purdue was voted as the worst team in the Big Ten, according to the writers, going into the Big Ten media day, a media week. I'm sorry. Michigan State was number 16. Michigan was number 4. Ohio State, number 1.
Look, Michigan, I think they've got two of the top 5 or 10 players in the country. Mason Graham is an absolute game wrecker. Kid is a stud. And yes, Will Johnson will take away 9 out of 10 receivers. They're going to be good. How good? I got to see what the quarterback looks like. But the Michigan State thing, just work with me. Look, I know I probably can't name half the roster. We're going to do this before the season starts. I am going to like turn in an exam card and just write down as many players as I can name. But I don't care. In the NIL and portal era at a place like Michigan State, which is top 20 in attendance, top 20 in revenue, it is inexcusable to be with the Indianas and the Purdues. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. If Michigan State is the 16th best team in this conference, knock the stadium down. Just knock it down and turn it into a place for the band to practice.
It is now
seriously
a parking lot.
Jonathan Smith can go back to Beaverton, Ohio. Leave. If they are the 16th best team, come on. David, that's unforgivable.
That would be wild. And what's also wild is Netflix announced a new set of Untold in their series, The Untold documentary, and Connor Stallions is going to be included in this, and it will be in his own words.
Right. It was because Satan decided to pass up, hey, here's my side. Jesus has it all wrong by Netflix. It's an absurdity to have Connor Stallions talk, but we know what's happening. Pay to play. It's a joke. That's not a documentary. It's revisionist history. Up next, the Hillside Strangler gives you his side of the story. Stop. Cut it out. If you want to do a real investigative piece, I'll listen. Connor Stallion's side?
In his own words.
Right here. Please.
And what we're going to do here to close out the big finish is tomorrow is the Stoney and Wojo Drop Invitational. And so I am going to reveal to you each region name. So get ready, folks. We have, in the first region, we have the Mike Chair region.
Power.
That is a very powerful region. You're going to love what else is in that region when we get to it tomorrow, but you'll see people, you'll listen. We also have the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
You ungrateful SOB.
I hated that the drop existed to begin with. Now it's a whole region. We're going to be hearing it over and over tomorrow.
You don't deserve Steve Iserman.
We also have the Hawk Tua region.
That really shouldn't be a region, David.
It's a region all by itself.
I don't think it's going to stand the test of time. Like, by September, I don't think anyone's going to remember that girl.
Well, we'll see. Maybe it wins the tournament and everyone remembers it.
Okay.
What and then about the final. We do not. That is not a region.
All right. What about the
region?
You may hear both of those in the tournament.
Yes.
But it doesn't have its own region. Our final region is the Wojo Dip region.
Okay. Oh, boy.
This is going to be fun tomorrow. This is going to be fun tomorrow.
Yes, it will. Extended. Now, Rico is coming in, even though he doesn't like the drop tournament, so that's going to be an interesting deal. But Stoney and Wojo will be here, and we'll rock and roll. We do have the big finish tomorrow. Could be a post-game show of sorts. But the brackets are set. The Godfather himself has approved the seedings. We'll be ready to roll.
Gone through to make sure everything is in there that needs to be in there.
Yes, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's fun, it's irreverent, it's ridiculous. So naturally, tomorrow will be the day Jack Flaherty gets traded.
Exactly.
And we will figure out how to adjust on the fly.
In the preparation, Kenny was dying laughing in the bullpen earlier. Yeah. So
we'll have some fun with it. All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Busy day. Reports, rumors, Tigers are on fire. And again, great shot to win tonight. Carrasco is an atrocity. Scooble versus Carrasco, you won't see a bigger pitching mismatch all year. So look, if you're having fun with it, great. I'm not mad at you. I don't live on the same planet. With results and out and Flaherty probably getting dealt. Sorry. I can't do the dream sequence. Do the math on 62 games. But with that, let's have some fun. Let's do the big finish.
All I have to do is turn my mic on. You know, it's been a while.
That's all right. You've taken the place of Rico today, who never turns his microphone on.
So we talked Tarik Skubal today. There were a few reports out there. One from Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Talked about the Detroit Tigers engaging in talks with Baltimore and the Dodgers for Tarik Skubal. Also saying the Orioles have the talented prospects that they can get back in return. John Morosi then had a report about the Tigers having scouts watching Orioles AAA Norfolk affiliate recent days. Of course, Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo, Norby, and Stowers are there in Norfolk. And then you also read a report from Jim Bowden. Jim Bowden also had a report today. He's basically saying the Tigers need to. They have to trade him.
Yeah, Bowden. I mean, look, the other stuff we've covered for 4 hours, so I'll leave most of that alone. The Bowden thing is interesting because when you phrase it, they must do XXX. I haven't gotten to that point. Now, I understand what he's saying. But the only way you can say they must do it, you have to know what the offer is. And none of us know it. Once you show me what's on the table, then I'll be able to ratchet up my opinion. But I'm trying to just keep it even keel because I do believe he's going to be here. I just don't think this is the front office to do that kind of deal. I'd have immense respect if they made that kind of deal. It's a 37-year-old president, and it's a first-time GM. That's not exactly Dave Dombrowski or Theo Epstein running this thing. So it just, if they keep him, get your checkbook, Chris. And if they don't keep him, it's the same. Both pathways will lead to ownership needs to step up and deliver a product for us. Period.
And as we were talking about it, you decided to scroll down. You were looking for the WAR rankings. You were trying to find Harvey Baez, and it was hard to find. He was in the negative, almost negative two WAR.
Yeah, he is the worst player to grace the field at shortstop in all of Major League Baseball. And from an OPS standpoint, he now has the lowest OPS in baseball history. If the season ends today, he will redefine futility, and you play him every day. And you want me to believe in a World Series. Okay, then. How about we act serious? Jettison this guy.
And the Big Ten has 18 teams, and we talked about it.
Don't make me sad to end the show.
We talked about it. Purdue was voted as the worst team in the Big Ten, according to the writers, going into the Big Ten Media Day. Michigan State was number 16. Michigan was number 4. Ohio State, number 1.
Look, Michigan, I think they've got two of the top 5 or 10 players in the country. Mason Graham is an absolute game wrecker. Kid is a stud. And yes, Will Johnson will take away 9 out of 10 receivers. They're going to be good. How good? I got to see what the quarterback looks like. But the Michigan State thing, just work with me. Look, I know I probably can't name half the roster. We're going to do this before the season starts. I am going to like turn in an exam card and just write down as many players as I can name. But I don't care. In the NIL and portal era at a place like Michigan State, which is top 20 in attendance, top 20 in revenue, it is inexcusable to be with the Indianas and the Purdues. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. If Michigan State is the 16th best team in this conference, knock the stadium down. Just knock it down and turn it into a place for the band to practice.
It is now
seriously
a parking lot.
Jonathan Smith can go back to Beaverton, Ohio. Leave. If they are the 16th best team, come on. David, that's unforgivable.
That would be wild. And what's also wild is Netflix announced a new set of Untold in their series, The Untold documentary, and Connor Stallions is going to be included in this, and it will be in his own words.
Right. Actually, it was because Satan decided to pass up, hey, here's my side. Jesus has it all wrong by Netflix. It's an absurdity to have Connor Stallions talk, but we know what's happening. pay to play. It's a joke. That's not a documentary. It's revisionist history. Up next, the Hillside Strangler gives you his side of the story. Stop. Cut it out. If you want to do a real investigative piece, I'll listen. Connor Stallion's side?
In his own words.
Right here. Please.
And what we're going to do here to close out the big finish is tomorrow is the Stoney and Wojo Drop Invitational. And so I am going to reveal to you each region name. So get ready, folks. We have, in the first region, we have the Mike Chair region.
Power.
That is a very powerful region. You're going to love what else is in that region when we get to it tomorrow, but you'll see people, you'll listen. We also have the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
You ungrateful SOB.
I hated that the drop existed to begin with. Now it's a whole region. We're going to be hearing it over and over tomorrow.
You don't deserve Steve Iserman.
We also have the Hawk Tua region.
That really shouldn't be a region, David.
It's a region all by itself.
I don't think it's going to stand the test of time. Like, by September, I don't think anyone's going to remember that girl.
Well, we'll see. Maybe it wins the tournament and everyone remembers it.
Okay.
What and then about the final. We do not. That is not a region.
All right. What about the region?
You may hear both of those in the tournament.
Yes.
But it doesn't have its own region. Our final region is the Wojo Dip region.
Okay. Oh, boy.
This is going to be fun tomorrow. This is going to be fun tomorrow.
Yes, it will. Extended. Now, Rico is coming in, even though he doesn't like the drop tournament, so that's going to be an interesting deal. But Stoney and Wojo will be here, and we'll rock and roll. We do have the big finish tomorrow. Could be a post-game show of sorts. But the brackets are set. The Godfather himself has approved the seedings. We'll be ready to roll.
Gone through to make sure everything is in there that needs to be in there.
Yes, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's fun, it's irreverent, it's ridiculous. So naturally, tomorrow will be the day Jack Flaherty gets traded.
Exactly.
And we will figure out how to adjust on the fly.
In the preparation, Kenny was dying laughing in the bullpen earlier. Yeah. So
we'll have some fun with it.